The following is an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome to the High School Football Roundup Podcast, an inside listen on high school football in Southwest Georgia, only on the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome back in to the High School Football Roundup Podcast here on the Southwest Georgia Network at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. I'm Walter Johnson. And this is the season finale for the High School Football Roundup Podcast, or HSFR, for this 2022 or 2022 season, the week beginning Monday, December 12th. And briefly on this season finale episode of HSFR, I'm going to talk about both Fitzgerald and Schley County falling short in their quest for a state title in classes AA and A Division II, respectively, and as well as a few final comments about this 2022 season, and also a brief look ahead to the 2023 offseason, which would also include any potential future episodes of both the HSFR and HSFR Extra podcast. And even other content that's unrelated to even sports in general, much less high school sports, football or basketball, or, you know, and as a matter of fact, as this episode begins, in the high school basketball season here in Southwest Georgia, it's just 5 weeks old. But it's time to talk some high school football. And how about starting on Thursday night in the Class Single A Division II championship game? And the Schley County Wildcats, located just a couple hours north of Albany, some 50 miles north of Albany. And as well as 10 miles, at least 10 miles north of Americus in Ellaville, Georgia, the Schley County Wildcats made their first ever appearance in a state championship game in their 23 seasons, facing the number one ranked team in Class Single A Division II in the Bowden Red Devils in West Georgia, right on the Alabama border in Carroll County. And Bowden scored touchdowns on their first six full possessions, and used the seventh to ice the game with a scoring drive that lasted over 4 minutes. And you see in Schley County, Schley County actually had the lead at halftime, but struggled in the second half. And Julius Solomon pulled Schley County within 8 and Julius Solomon helped pull Schley County within 8 points on a 77 kicker yard return with under 4.5 minutes to go. And the amazing part of that game, as I was watching it online at gpb.org or gpb.org on Thursday night, neither team punted. And then also listening to the live radio broadcast and while muting the audio for the GPB live stream. You've seen the broadcast crew for in Schley County on station WDC in Americus, and just listening to the local announcers. I mean, there's a lot of excitement in the air, and Schley County had won 11 straight games, going into that contest. But
about and put an end to that with a 31-31 win. And with a loss to Boughton, Chi County finished 12-3 overall. And Chi County's only been open since 2000. And Chi County High School was formed once the old Tri-County High School broke up. And Tri-County High School, and for those people that don't know, was a combination of three high schools and three counties. You know, had Marion, Schley, and Webster. You see, and Marion County's to the west of Schley County, and Webster County's south of Marion County, and west of Sumter County. And Schley County was formed in the year 2000, and had never made an appearance in the final round in football until last Thursday, December 8th, I believe. Yes, December 8th. That was when Schley County played against Boughton. And they put up a good fight up there. But unfortunately, they could never get over the hump. And moving on to Friday afternoon, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes were looking to win their second straight state title. And after not having won a state title since 1948, way back in 1948. And the Purple Hurricanes faced the Thompson Bulldogs. And you see, and John Tavis Curry was the Purple Hurricane killer, if you will. And he rushed for 243 yards, scored four touchdowns, and three of those were on runs of more than 50 yards. And in the 61-yarder, put Thompson ahead to stay. 26-21, with 8:21 to go. And then in his 86-yard run, and gave Thompson a 2-score lead, and actually put Fitzgerald behind by 2 scores with a minute left. And then the Purple Hurricanes scored on the game's final play. But by then, Fitzgerald was already out of timeouts. And then time had run out on Fitzgerald. And Fitzgerald finished the season at 14-1 overall, and had a 20-game winning streak snapped. And Fitzgerald seemed destined to win back-to-back state titles, but it just was not meant to be for the Purple Hurricanes this time around. Fitzgerald was ranked number one basically for most of this 2022 season, unfortunately. And when it counted, when it really and truly counted, head coach Robbie Truitt and his squad and his Chargers in the Colony City were just unable to make the big plays when it counted. So you have to give Thompson credit. You have to give Thompson credit. I mean, they made the big plays when they had to make them. And thanks to John Tavis Curry scoring 4 touchdowns, Fitzgerald was denied their chance to their rare chance at history and making history, losing 32-27 to Thompson. So over the past three seasons, Chris Gerald has won 40 games combined while losing only 4 games. And in that 2020 season, Fitzgerald lost in its quest to reach the title game. The scene, just like in Fitzgerald, got knocked off by Callaway 22-17 in the state championship game back in 2020. And Fitzgerald finished 13-1 in that season with one game being canceled because of COVID-19. Fitzgerald's had some solid teams, but in the last 3 years, Fitzgerald's made the title game, but couldn't push through when it really pushed through and to the finish line when it really truly counted. I'm thinking, quite frankly, if I were a Fitzgerald fan, I would be, and obviously I'd be grateful for that 2021 title. See, 40-4 over the past 3 years. I mean, not many teams can say. Many teams can say they've won 40 games total over the past 3 full seasons or almost full seasons. But that's what Fitzgerald has done under head coach Trucker Pruitt. And he wrapped up his 6th season in Fitzgerald. And obviously someone I would like to talk to during this upcoming off season. Speaking of which, with the 2022 season now officially in the books, it's time to look ahead to 2023 and how many top players. So how many top players around, top senior players, where will they sign on the dotted line? I mean, how many of them will end up playing college football somewhere? Whether it's a big Power 5 conference school like the University of Georgia, or an FCS school like the only game in town, as far as high school, as far as college football in Georgia, like Mercer, or Division II schools like Albany State, Fort Valley, Valdosta State, and others, or Division III school like LaGrange College. I've been in LaGrange, Georgia, or further up in the road in northwest Georgia, in Berry College near Rome, even an NAIA school like Reinhardt University up in north Georgia, about an hour or so north of Atlanta. I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see where some of these top players end up. And with the regular season coming to with the 2022 season, I should say, now in the books. And then, how about a few shout outs to close out the season? And in Lee County, running back Osmani Kramar, named the Region 1-6A Player of the Year, according to the region's coaches. And you have a sophomore, Osmani Kramar, only a sophomore. Got 2 more years, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. And it'll be interesting to see what happens to him going forward. And How about in Class 4A in the Bainbridge Bearcats? Bainbridge Bearcats making a deep run to the quarterfinal round. And losing to eventual state runner-up, Cedartown. And lost to Benedictina Savannah, 14-13. Second straight state championship for the cadets out of Savannah. And yeah, this is the fourth title in the last 9 seasons. And not many programs can say even won 1 state championship or even 2 state championships, let alone 4, over the past 9 years, dating back to the start of the 2014 season. And in Region 1 AAA, and Doherty's Cam Davis wrapped up his junior season and won the Region 1 AAA Offensive Player of the Year. And that's according to the region's football coaches and also Chip Cooper of Worth County, who's the quarterback at senior quarterback at Worth County. And winning the Offensive Player of the Year there. And it'll be interesting to see where Chip Cooper ends up. And when and where he decides to play college football, I think Chip Cooper could be a welcome addition to a lot of those teams that need help, and especially my alma mater, Valdosta State. It had a rough season, going 5-6 in 2022, after reaching the national championship game in Division 2 last year in 2021, only to be crushed by Ferris State University out of Michigan. And 58-17 was the final score. Not even close. It'll be interesting to see. And also, you know, also the Region 1 Single A Division 2 Player of the Year was Devontae James from the Terrell County Green Waves. James played on both sides of the football, and at the defensive back on the defensive side, and wide receiver on the offensive side. So just don't forget Deerfield Windsor and the Knights made an unlikely run to a state championship in their first year in the GIAA, making it all the way to the Class AAA championship game, only to lose to John Millage out of Milledgeville, Georgia. And John Millage now owns a state record 50-game winning streak going into this offseason. And also, before calling it a season in 2022, and also in coming soon to the Southwest Georgia Network, and I'm gonna try to put some new content together in 2023, and you'll hear some interviews, the moves and Shakers here in the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area. It's tentatively called 229 Talk, or how about 229 Topics, or with topics spelled T-O-I-P-X. It's pronounced Topics, 229 Talk, and then and cover some other high school sports and some college sports, and like Albany State and Georgia Southwestern, Ball State, and others. And you see, and how about WPAX in Thomasville? And coming soon, right toward the end of 2022, going into 2023, in WPAX in Thomasville, Georgia. So it'll be celebrating its 100th anniversary as only the third ever radio station to ever sign on the air in the state of Georgia. So lots of stuff ahead. So that's going to do it for this season finale of the High School Football Roundup podcast for 2022, the week beginning Monday, December 12th. And don't forget to listen to this and previous episodes of the High School Football Roundup podcast or HSFR on the Southwest Georgia Network at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. Also, follow the Southwest Georgia Network on Twitter at SWJ Network. Once again, that's going to do it. I'm Walter Johnson, and thank you for listening all season long, and wish everyone, or anyone and everyone that's listening, a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And as always, stay safe. Thank you. God bless you. And goodbye.
This has been an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. The Southwest Georgia Network is online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thanks for listening.